Good morning. It's 8:51.
Pope Benedict has shocked the world today, saying he no longer had the mental and physical strength to cope with his ministry and that he would resign later this month on February 28th. And joining us live from Rome is CBS reporter Sabina Castelfranco. Sabina, good morning. Welcome to WTOP. Good to have you back with us here. Why hasn't this happened in 600 years in the Roman Catholic Church?
Because the reality of it is that popes do not resign. They stay in office until they die, or at least that has been the case for the past 600 years. And that was the case with Pope John Paul II, as we saw him and his health deteriorate over the years. Now, certainly we've seen Pope Benedict also frail, not to the extent that we saw Pope John Paul II, but he has taken a very different decision. He made this announcement today saying he felt that his strength had deteriorated over recent months to the point that he felt that he no longer has the capacity to adequately fulfill his ministry. And so that it is time, obviously, to be replaced. Now, Pope Benedict is 85 years old. He was elected when he was 78. He was much older when he was elected than Pope John Paul II. So now it remains to be seen, what will happen next. Obviously, a conclave will be held at the Vatican to elect his successor. But what role exactly will Pope Benedict have in the future and inside the church is something that we do not know at this point.
Right. Apparently, he will not be involved in the selection process, but there are questions about where he'll live, how much influence he'll have. Will he continue to, I guess, sort of consult in a way? It's been a long time since they've had to deal with this.
Well, yes, certainly it's never happened in modern times. Now, what we know is that after February the 28th, which is the last day that he will be in office, he said he will be in office until 8 p.m. and taking decisions until that time, that is local Rome time. Then he will be going to the summer residence, the papal summer residence in the hills south of Rome at Castel Gandolfo. And after that, he will return to the Vatican inside a cloistered residence. As you said, he will not be taking part in this election process. He will not be present at the conclave that will be held in the Sistine Chapel to elect his successor. Those that will be taking part in that are the cardinals that are under 80 years of age. Now, what will how much influence he will have is obviously unclear, but certainly he will be able to speak to everybody until at least the 28th of February, or at least his very close aide, he will be seeing regularly from now to then.
Sabina, since he was at such an advanced age when he became Pope, everyone knew it was going to be a shorter papacy. And because of that, I wonder, has there been an ongoing dialogue, discussion among theologians as to what direction the church might take in selecting the next Pope?
Something that goes on all the time. And certainly, yes, we all knew, and I mean Vatican observers, reporters, Vatican officials, everybody knew this was going to be a shorter papacy. From the very moment that he was elected, we knew that this was a pope that was probably going to be in office from 5 to 10 years. In fact, he had been in office for 7 at the moment. So there was no question that this was going to be a papacy in between popes, if you like, in between Pope John Paul II and whoever Pope Benedict's successor is going to be. And the chances are that a younger pope will be elected next. The chances are that it will be probably somebody in their 60s, that the next papacy will be a papacy that is going to be longer than the one that we've currently seen.
Sabina, thank you so much for your help this morning. Sabina Castelfranco joining us live from Rome.